The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Chav Gimel. The Gemara over here in Kedushin Daf Chav Gimel discusses different ways of freeing an Eved Kenani. Gemara talks about an Eved Kenani going free if somebody pays the master Kesef that caused him to go free. And the Gemara gives another example how an Eved Kenani can go free if the master gives the Eved a shtar shikr. He writes a shtar, a piece of paper that says that you are free, you are kenani yourself, and you can go free. And he takes the shtar and he gives it to the Eved. And that is, by giving it through the Eved, that is how the Eved can go free. And the Gemara mentions over here that the way that this shikhr, this kinyan works, that the Eved can go free, Gemara says that shtar ayde atzme, which means when you give the shtar to the Eved himself, hakamash v'lon digitoy v'yodoy bo'in ke'echot, that his get and his hands come at the same time. What is the problem here? What is the issue? The issue is that we know the rule is kol mashakon Eved kon rabbi. An Eved cannot buy anything for himself. Now, a regular person, in his hand, he can use his hands to make kinyonim. He picks something up with his hand, something goes into his hand, any that can become a kinyon, that is a kinyon, anything that's inside his hand that he picks up can become his. Nevertheless, an Eved does not work like that. An Eved, anything the Eved picks up with intent to be kinyon, to become his, it does not become the Eved. It does not belong to the Eved. Anything the Eved picks up, kamasha kona Eved, kona rabbi. The hand of the Eved is like the hand of the master. And we find a similar rule by Isha, that he married lady, kol masha kana Isha kana bailo. The Gemara discusses later on the base. Anything that the Isha owns, the husband has a kinyan in and belongs to the husband. And this presents a problem when a man decides to divorce his wife and he needs to give her a get. Torah says, v'nosan b'yoda, he has to place a get in her hand. Or in our Gemara, when the Odin, the master, wants to free his Eved, and he takes a shtar shikr and he gives it to the Eved, what makes the Eved free is not, and the Yisha divorced, is not the fact that he wrote the shtar. If he wrote the shtar and he never gave it to her, he never gave it to the Eved, they do not go free. There has to be a kabbalah of the shtar. They have to accept the shtar in their hand, or their shliach. They have to accept the shtar in order for them to come free. But the question becomes, how can that work? How can accepting the shtar in their hands make them free if anything that's in their hands automatically reverts to the other and it goes to the master because of this rule, kol mashakon eved kon rabbi, or kol mashakon se isha kon se bailo. So how can it be that putting it in their hand is considered a good nesino, a good nesino to make the isha divorced and to make this eved kenani go free? So to that, the Gemara over here says gita v'yodi bo'an ke'echad, and similarly the Gemara says by get in a number of places in the beginning of the perik, 7th perik 9 zayin, the Gemara says, we say gita v'yodo bo'an ke'echad, that her yad, her ability to accept things, to make kinyonim, that yad, and the yad that the Eved has, is coming at the same time, because at the same time that she is becoming unmarried and the Eved is going free, at that point in time they could have their own yad. Now the question is, you need to become free in order for your yad to work, and you need your yad to work in order to become free. Therefore, the Gemara says that they both happen simultaneously, and since they both things happen at the same time, that is how it is possible for an Eved to accept the shikhar and for a woman to accept her get. We find the Ketzos HaChoshen in Simon Reish, Sivkot and Hay, wants to know, what's the halacha in a similar case? Nistapakti says, I am not unsure. What's the halacha? The Ruvain Shinosan Shtar Matana L'Shimon. Ruvain wanted to give Shimon a gift. He wanted to give his house to Shimon. So what did he do? The halacha is, the house is Mechubra L'Karka. It's Niknis B'Shtar. If you write a shtar saying, I give my house to Shimon as a matana, it works. So Ruvain wrote a shtar matana. Now, had he given it to Shimon in his hand, Shimon would be kainet. But he didn't do that. V'nosan hashtar toich beisoy. Instead, he put the shtar in his own house. Reuven wants to give his house to Shimon. He took the shtar that he wrote and placed it in his house, this house that he wants to give to Shimon. But Omar Elohim, he said to Shimon, Hineni noisim l'cho, I am giving you habayis im hashtar. I am giving you the house together with the shtar matono shebetoichoy. So what's the issue? How is this going to work? Says the Ktzayis HaChoshen, if we find the rule over here of Gitoy V'yodoy Bo'en Ke'echot, that an Eved and a woman can acquire their Yad at the same time as they go free, and that is how they can acquire the Shtar, so says the Ktzayis HaChoshen, perhaps we should say the same thing over here, we should say the thing by a Shtar. A person can be Koina a house, a Karka, through a Shtar, if you give him a Shtar. Now, if you take something and you put it in his house, he can be kinyan anything that's inside his house because of the rule of kinyan chotzer. That anything that's inside a person's chotzer, his yard or his property, anything that's his property exclusively, he has the ability to make a kinyan and he will acquire anything that's inside. But over here, the problem is, Reuven wants Shimon, wants this house to be considered a kinyan chotzer and be kinyan for Shimon. In order for this house to be kind of everything inside it for Shimon, the house has to become Shimon's. The only way for the house to become Shimon's is if he's kind of the shtar. So if he has this ability to acquire the shtar and the house at the same time, then the kinyan will start. The kinyan will be able to work. Otherwise, if they don't work at the same time, then neither one will start. Because he can't be kind of the shtar until he's kind of the house. And he cannot be kind of the house until he's kind of the shtar. So this is the question of the Ktzayis HaChoshen. Will we apply this rule of Gita V'yodi Bo'an Ka'achas to this halacha of a regular standard shtar matoma as well? The Ktzayis, after he asks his question, he says that it's most likely that in his case of this of the bias with the shtar, it will not work. That means to say, this concept of Gita V'yodri Bon Ka'achas will only work in a situation of a Get Isha or a Shechar of a Eved. That is the opinion of the Ktzayis HaChoshen, and therefore by a Shtar Kinyan, any other Shtar besides for the Shtar Shechar of the Eved and the Get of the Isha, we will not say this concept of Gita V'yodri Bon Ka'achas. Now there are a number of different explanations exactly how to understand this difference between these two shtaris and all other shtaris. The Ktzayis HaChoshen wants to explain the following way. The Ktzayis says that this idea that we say Gita V'yodo or Gita V'chatzeira Bo'an Ka'achas, we say by get, that if you place the get in his wife's chotzer, so she's kind of her own chotzer back and becomes her chotzer at the same time that she becomes unmarried, and that the get is chal and the get works. This is only true by get isha and by eved. Why? Because the Torah says by get isha the nosam lo. The Torah says that there is a stipulation that in order for the get to take effect, he has to give her the get. Now, when he gives her the get, she is divorced, whether she likes it or not. The halach is that min ha-toyra, the isha becomes divorced when the husband gives her a get, even if she does not want to become divorced. She does not want to receive the get. Midr Abban is a chayim of Rabbeinu Gershon, the bizman azeh, we don't divorce women if they do not want to accept the divorce. But the ikr halach of min ha-toyra, the Torah says that he can divorce her even against her will, even bal karcha. So the Ktzayis HaChoshen says that since the halacha is that by a get isha and by extension by eved, because the Gemara says that eved has the same halacha of get, so by a get isha and by a eved, we say that zechiyah is not necessary. It's not necessary for her to be zoiche, to accept a kinyan of the actual shtar, the actual get, and the actual shtar shichur. So all the Torah necessitates is that you have to give over the get to the isha. You have to give her get. It has to be a physical handing over of her get, handing over of the shtar shichur, and that's all the Torah requires. Then automatically the kinyan, the fact that she acquires herself, takes place afterwards. That's automatic. If somebody wants to make a kinyan with somebody else and he writes a shtar kinyan, So over there, you need a real kinyan. There needs to be a zchiyah. It needs necessary for a person to actually take ownership. It cannot be just a passive nesina. There needs to be some sort of kinyan on the part of the person who is accepting, on the part of the mekabel. So the Ksais HaChosh understands when there needs to be something on the part of the mekabel needs to accept the kinyan and needs to do something. He can't start doing anything until he actually gets it. In the case of the house, he can only make a kinyan once he has the house, and he doesn't have the house until he has the shtar. So it doesn't start. There's no way for him to accept the house or to accept the shtar. Masha'enke, by the Isha, by the Eved, it doesn't work like that. By the Isha and by the Eved, the kinyan is not necessary. All that's necessary is to give her the get. You give her the get, and poof, she automatically is divorced. Nothing else is necessary. And that is enough. And that is why by get the Mashtar Shikhar will say, Gitoi v'yodoi bon ka'achas. These are the words of the Ksais HaChosha. The Imre Moshe, in the Simcha Feis of Cotton Vov, also goes basically al derech the same way as the Ksais HaChosha, but he explains it slightly more detail and slightly differently. The Imre Moshe says, when somebody wants to be kind of something with a shtar, I want to give you a matana, so I write a shtar, and I hand over, I give the shtar to you, and I put it in your hand. So what happens exactly? In order for you to be acquired, to be kind of whatever it says in the shtar, whatever's written in the shtar, whatever I'm giving you, there really has to be two steps. First, you have to make a kinyan on the shtar. You have to be physically kind of the shtar. The way you're kind of the shtar is that I put the shtar in your hand. The shtar is in your hand. You picked it up. You did a hagbah. You did a ma'isa kinyan on the shtar. Now, the shtar, the piece of paper, the physical piece of paper of the shtar is yours. By virtue of the fact that you own this shtar, the second step can happen. The second step is that whatever is said, it says in the shtar, whatever is written in the shtar takes effect. Al yidei, the kinyan, the fact that now I was makne to you this piece of paper. It's interesting, there is a Ksais HaChosha earlier in Simkut Tzadik Aleph that says clear, it's a clear halacha, that whenever somebody writes a shtar kinyan, and he gives a shtar kinyan from the makne to the koina, the piece of paper that the shtar is written on has to belong to the makne. The piece of paper actually has to belong to the person who is making the kinyan, and he is giving that piece of paper, the shtar itself, over to the koina, and now the koina owns that piece of paper, and the Moshe says, based on that, that is what can cause the second step to take effect, that the shtar can work, and everything that's written in the shtar, the house, the property, everything that it says that becomes Shimon, becomes yours, through the first step of being taking ownership of the shtar itself. However, says the Imre Moshe, by a get, it's not that way. By a get, it doesn't say anywhere that there are two steps. By a get, the Torah says that by accepting the get, that is what makes a woman divorced. And we say, by extension, since the halachas are the same, when accepting the shtar shikhur, the Eved accepts the shtar shikhur, he also goes free, based on the fact that he accepts the shtar. Therefore, says the Imre Moshe, by a get and by an Eved, there are no two steps. There's only one step. The kinyan takes place. The Torah said that when you hand over a shtar, then there's one step that automatically the Isha becomes unmarried. The Isha is now divorced, and the Eved goes free. So there we can say, because there's only one step. But when there are two steps, then you have to have step one before you have step two. First, you have to be kind to the shtar, and I date that you're kind to the shtar, you can be kind to everything that's inside it. So if I give you the house, I take the shtar, and I put the shtar in the house, and I say, you're kind to the shtar with the house, it doesn't work. Because your first step one has to happen first. You need to be kind to the shtar, and through your acquiring of the paper of the shtar, then you acquire the house. But over here, he can't do that, because he doesn't own the house yet. He can only own the house after he owns the shtar, and he can't own the shtar until he owns the house, so therefore nothing starts, and it does not work at all. It's interesting that the Chazon Ish in the Kutim, in the end of Choshen Mishpat, the Simen Ches, the very end of the Simen, Sivkot and Yotes, also calls this Ksais HaChosha. He explains, he says he wants to explain it, he says the halacha he agrees to the Ksais HaChosha, he wants to explain the way it works slightly differently. The Chazon Ish wants to say that when someone divorces his wife, and someone, and the same goes true when someone is Meshachar, is Eved, when he frees his Eved, he's not giving the wife her guf. He's not giving her herself. She is herself. She has herself. He's not giving her anything. All he's doing is a siluk. He's removing the ishus. There is a state of marriage, and he's removing that state. to remove that state, kitay v'yodo is enough. It's enough to say that by through giving this get, you don't have to receive anything. You just have to. That is what causes things to be removed. The ishus dissolves, the marriage dissolves, the kinyan that the eved has on the oven has on the eved also it falls off and disappears by the fact of the eved accepting the get. Since it's a removal of something and it's not an acquisition, she's not acquiring herself, so there's no problem to say we can say that she becomes free, she becomes unmarried, because giving over the get is what undoes the marriage. Mashenkin, when you want to acquire something, well, then you want to buy something, you want to own something, so there you actually need a real kinyan. You need a real kinyan, and you have to have a yad before it starts. You have to have a yad, and your yad has to work. Otherwise, if it doesn't start, so then there's no way for you to be kinyan, and therefore in such a situation, we would not say gita v'yodi bon ka'achas. There's a potential nafkiminis, because between the different mahalchim, because the Tzeis HaChoshen is assuming that there is really no reason that the woman has to actually have any ownership in her get. The question is that really true? Is the big discussion. There is a Rashi that says that it's possible for a husband to divorce his wife through a kinyan agav. She never picked up the get. What he did was he made a kinyan and he gave her a piece of land. And through the agav, the piece of land, because she was kind of the land, she was also kind of the get agav that land. And the Rashi says clearly that it works. Rashi says that kinyan agav works. So in such a case, the question is, where's the nesina? The Torah says, v'nosan b'yodah, he never gave her the get. He was maknet the get to her. And the question is that considered as if it was a nesina? Or do we say that what the Torah was maknet on is that she should acquire the get? The Tzeis HaChoshen over here is saying there's absolutely no reason why she has to acquire the get. So if I go with the Tzeis HaChoshen, it would seem that over there that kinyan agav wouldn't work, or it would work a different way. Or possibly like the other Rishonim that disagree with Rashi, how to learn the Gemara over there in Gittin. Mashayin, if I learn like the Chazanish clearly says the problem is not the Kinyan. She could be Kainit. The problem, the reason why over here it works, because there is a Siluk. Could be Shitaka does need to be Kainit, but that happens because there is a Siluk. So there's two actions happening. She is Kainit, she gets her Yad back through the Nesina, and therefore she's Kainit again, at the same time that the Ishus is removed from her. So, Levi the Chazanish, it would be possible to say that there is a kinyan required on the get, even though the rule of Tzeis HaChoshen is still true that we would only say Gita v'yod ibon ka'achas by a get isha and by freeing an eved.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.